I wasn't sure if we were going to have the offertory at that time or not, but who knows what the future brings, eh? Oh, my goodness. Well, we know that the future is now, and we are looking at Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. If you'd like to turn to that in your Bible, you're invited to do so. Luke 10, 38 to 42, a wonderful, I call it a story or episode event in the life of Jesus and two very important characters. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Oh my gosh. Jesus is in my house. Can you believe it? Jesus is in the house. We've got so much work to do. He is in my house. The chores to be done, things to do, and here we are. What do we have to get done? I can't even keep my head on. All the vacuuming's done, but what do I do next? Let me write a list. I'll write a list. That'll help me get these things done. Wash the dishes, dust, mow the lawn, pick the weeds. So much to be done. Wash the dishes. Okay, let's get these dishes done. One thing at a time. That's how we do this, right? One thing at a time. Get these dishes done. You know how it is, washing the dishes. It says in Psalm 51, "Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Wash the dishes. Wash it away. You know, we try and do things like this all of our lives, right? We get ourselves a little bit dirty. We check ourselves out to see if we're clean. And then we present ourselves. Put ourselves back on the shelf to be used once again, right? Isn't that what we do? We get an education, cleaning ourselves up. Then we go out and we use it, right? That's how it is. We just have to keep busy, 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 busy. It's how it is. We've got work to be done. Jesus is in our house. Do you think I'm going to give him a dirty plate to eat off of? Not in my lifetime. Dishes are done. Dust. I hate dusting. Hate it with a passion. Dust, dust, dust. Have you seen the mess around here, though? I mean, really, look at the back of these things. And there you guys are just sitting there like there's nothing to be done. I cannot believe it. Have you looked at the back of these pews? I mean, really. Actually, don't, because it's better. There's so much to be done. So very much to be done. And here it is. Dusting. I hate dusting. But it's just like life, right? Sometimes we have to do those things we just don't want to do. You know? You go into a town. You go into a place that you really don't want to be at. And what do you have to do? Got to tell them about the Lord, right? You got to shake off the dust that they put on top of you, and you have to be a bright, shining light for everyone. That's what Jesus tells us to do, right? And he's sitting right in the other room. Do you think we would say anything else? I don't think so. I really don't, but there's a lot to be done. And my sister sits in there at his feet doing nothing, just like the rest of you. There's so much to be done. You have no idea. Thank goodness, most of the dusting is done. Enough for today. But the thing is, friends, all of us are dirty. We're sinful in nature. We're dirty friends, dirty people. Jesus calls us to polish up our own act, to come to Him, to be that bright, shining light at the top of the hill. That's you and that's me. We got to polish up our act. We got to get dusting ourselves right off, right? And there she sits at His feet while I'm doing all the dusting. The dishes are done and the dusting is done. So much to be done. I got another room I can vacuum. I've got other things I can do. The laundry certainly is piling up as it always does, and it never ends, right? There's so much to be done, and she just sits at His feet. Why are you guys just sitting there? I mean, really, why are you just sitting here? Couldn't you be doing something? Helping me out just a little bit? Well, let me get to mowing the lawn and picking the weeds. You know, mow the lawn, take off a little bit of the top layer. Don't worry about underneath what's a little bit lower, right? Just like life. Kind of take off that little top layer. Just talk about the top surface layer and take that off, because we don't want to get too deep. And then there's those weeds. The endless, endless amount of weeds. I just don't understand. I picked this section, go over here, and I'm pretty sure those weeds have already grown back. And what are you to do? You guys aren't helping. I got to do this all by myself. My sister is just sitting there at His feet. I've got a lot to do. But you know, the funny thing is, the Bible tells me that if I pick the weeds, I might be picking the wheat at the same time. We got to be careful about what we pick out of our lives and what we keep in. We have to be careful that when we're choosing what we want in our lives is the thing that's important. Pick out the bad stuff, but keep the good. There's so much to be done. I don't know what to do. There's so much to be done. There's books that need to be put away. There's food to be cooked, and here she just sits at Jesus' feet, and I have so much to do. So I go and I ask Jesus. I say to Him, tell her to help me out. Give me a hand. Too much to be done all by myself. Get off her butt and help me. Jesus just shook His head, kind of laughed. He laughed at me because I got a lot to do. He told me that she had the better way. And it made me think. This whole list of chores that I've got to do, is it that important? Is it better to be busy, or is it better to be faithful? In each of our lives, friends, is it better to be busy, or is it better to be faithful? And it's an easy question just to answer, right? If you just think about that, if I asked you, is it better to be busy or faithful? There's an easy answer. It's better to be faithful. But there's a lot to be done, right? Jesus is sitting in our house, but there's a lot to be done. And we have this major choice as He sits in our house, even at this very moment. Are we going to be busy, or are we going to be faithful? There's a lot to be done. But we have this choice that if we're going to be faithful, then Jesus is the one and the only way. Jesus is the one and the only way. We don't have to think about anything else. We don't have to do anything else but sit at His feet and follow Him. Now here's the thing. You're going to say, but how can we all just sit here and do nothing and Jesus' kingdom will grow. Well, true, we're not going to actually just sit here. Sit here. But we're going to operate out of the call to which God has called each and every one of us. And I realized in that moment, if I was doing these chores out of a faithfulness, out of a call to God, it would be okay. If you're operating out of the call which God has placed upon your life and it keeps you moving, it keeps you active in a day, you're still being faithful. If God is calling you to do something in your life, whether you be a dentist, whether you be a housewife, whether you be a lawyer, whether you're a therapist, whether you're a teacher, whatever it is that you're called to be, when you operate out of that peace, you're being faithful. When you're running around with your head cut off doing 368 things that have no meaning or real purpose, other than sucking the life out of you, that's being busy. And friends, that's true of us as individuals, but it's true of us as a church as well. We have a choice between being busy and being faithful. We can run around and do things that we think glorify God's kingdom, and in the end, they just suck the life and the energy out of each and every one of us. But when we operate out of the call that God has placed upon this church, this house, when we operate out of that place, we honor and glorify God and we are being faithful. We can do it in lives individually and we can do it as a corporate family, as a church. Because God is sitting here, Jesus is sitting here in our house, and we have a choice. We have a choice to be busy, and we have a choice to be faithful. Now, don't get me wrong, there's also a choice to be lazy. We have a choice to be lazy or a choice to be faithful. It's one thing just to sit at Jesus' feet and do nothing. It's a whole nother thing to sit at Jesus' feet and to take him in to learn and the next moment share. We have a choice between being lazy and faithful. And you're going to say all of these arguments, I've got a job, I've got a blah, I got a blah, and I got a blah, and it's like this chore list, right? Come on, friends, I know you're with me here because you know in your life this is so true. That we make these chore lists that have nothing to do with following Jesus. And it's the only thing that if we're Christians, that's all we should be doing. Followers of Christ. So if you feel like in your job or your present situation that you're not honoring and glorifying God, take a piece of check. Check if that should be on this list of things that you do or if it's just keeping you busy. Because if it's just keeping you busy, it's not honoring and glorifying God's kingdom. Not everyone has to be a pastor to be Not everyone has to be a pastor to be faithful to God. In fact, each and every one of us are called to do something for God. Each and every one of us has a job to follow Christ. If you are not doing that now, you're just being busy. If you're doing something in the church that you feel exhausted when you're doing it, you're just doing it to keep busy. Because the thing is, friends, when you are faithful, God is going to fill you. When you are being faithful, God is going to give you the living water that flows endlessly. When you're busy, you're tired. You're exhausted. You don't get it. When you're faithful, it's energy, it's love, it's passion, it's everything you've ever wanted in your life and a little bit more, because that is what Jesus is. Jesus comes into our lives and he's everything we've ever wanted and a little bit more. We come to his feet and we say, we are sinners and we can't do it alone. And he says, it's okay. He says, it's all right. Because I'm everything you needed and a little bit more. And so when we're operating out of that, when we find that job, when we find that language, when we find that thing that we know that Jesus has us called to do, he'll give you the energy to do it. He'll give you the path, the answer, the whatever it is you need, he'll give it to you. And I'm going to tell you to wipe away the rest. So you think about the laundry, right? Let's think about our chore list. And you say, how does that honor and glorify God? Makes me tired. I don't want to do the laundry anymore. There's 38 piles of laundry on the bed in the other room. Are you kidding? How does that glorify God? Let me tell you, friends, in fact, that can glorify God. I can sing a praise hymn while doing the laundry, and it might give me some joy. Or I might find a piece of clothing that I'm really never going to wear again, and I can donate that to somebody else that could wear that shirt, and that person may be blessed by that, just by doing the laundry. I could find that by folding those clothes and cleaning them for my family does, in fact, bring honor and glory to God, because God has called me into a family, to be a wife, to be a mom, things that I love. And if God has called me into that, then laundry, in fact, is part of being faithful. In the choir, you're called in the church choir. If you go to choir practice every Thursday night and you find it exhausting, you think it's ridiculous, the music is not for you, you're being busy. But if you find that being in the choir, in fact, honors and praises God and the calling that he has placed upon you to be a member of the choir, you're being faithful. And it affects all of these people. So friends, here we are. Busy as ever. I would say that life seems to go faster and faster every single year that goes by. And part of it is that every day we add something else onto our chore list. Every day we add something on that we have to get done. But the number one thing at the top of that list should be to honor and glorify the call that God has placed upon your life. To find the better way. We can run around like chickens with our heads cut off. We can put our sneakers on, put on those Nike running shoes, and try and outrun the sun. But guess what? Our God is greater and mightier and better than anything we will ever know. And you and I, when finding the better way, will realize that we can never outrun the sun. He's got our back, he's got our future, and he is walking beside each and every one of us. And when we find the better way, we'll operate out of faithfulness each and every moment of our lives. And we can say with earnesty, to God be the glory. forever and ever.